I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really like to self-care.
For yourself.
Wow. Speaking of self-care. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my family for supporting my singing career. What did you do for self-care?
Honestly, this week was like... This is like a hard week, so.
Anything you can talk about?
Well, Steven's just been working really like hard. Like,
yeah,
he's been working long hours and deadlines, and you know, blah de blah blah. So I've been momming like extra hard, and I don't know, haven't been sleeping, and so.
Oh, you too?
Yeah,
I haven't been sleeping well this week, and I wake up like I'm at 3 a.m. 90. 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Either one.
Mine's 2 a.m. or 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I just lay there and think about all the stupid things I've done in my life. And all,
I think
the,
about all the
embarrassing things
shit
I say. And I'm like, God, I'm so weird.
Like, why did I think we were dating in seventh grade? He said I was weird. It was a joke. He didn't
Everyone
ask.
Everyone was laughing at me.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Basically, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. So
is it just your body? Because it's my body is like, time to wake up, and I'm like, baby girl, I don't have to get up till 5.
It's kind of that, and then like randomly my shoulder's hurting for some reason, and then I'm just like, I can't move. I don't know. It hurts.
Yeah. Well, so when's the self care gonna come into
Well,
this?
So
I'm like, this does not sound like self care.
Yeah. So
this sounds like trauma.
So. Monday, I didn't have to teach my yoga class that I usually teach in the morning, and because they were like adding some heat panels to the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
So my mom, who usually watches Ronin on Mondays, was like, well, I still want my Ronin time.
You're
and
like,
I was like,
by all means.
Please have your Ronin time. So I did a little class pass, and I went to like a bar class, like a ballet physique bar class in downtown Littleton. And it was taught by...
Are you trying to become a ballerina? Because I'd support it.
It wasn't like a ballet class. I mean, it's like a bar class.
It's fine if you are.
I mean, they're kind of like first position. And I'm like, what's that? Oh. No, I know that. But like, and then they were like, what did they say?
Pas de bourrée, kickball change.
I don't know. They said some other ballet things. And I was like, I don't know what that means. But
can I come? I would crush at this class.
Oh my God. My legs were burning. And it was so good. But it was taught by a woman who used to teach at Core Power. So like we knew each other.
Oh, love that.
So she was like, hey, buddy. And I was like, hey, buddy. And
she didn't say bestie. You should always say bestie.
Well, we like kind of know each other.
I know.
Anyway, she was great. She kicked my ass. It was hard. I was quivering. And then
quivering.
I was like,
I imagine you in a dark
sucks.
Mansion with the windows open, quivering.
No, it was like there's like a ball beneath my heels in first position. I'm squatting. I'm quivering because she's like, pulse, pulse, pulse. It's small. It's small. And I'm like,
is it though?
Quivering, that kind of quivering.
The sound effects were,
yeah,
immaculate.
And then I like went into downtown Littleton, and I was like, because it was at like I think like 9 or something, and then I got a little brunchy brunch by myself, and it was like 70 degrees,
and
it was so hot.
What is happening to Colorado?
Global warming,
everyone's
baby.
Everyone's like, I love this. I'm like, no, you shouldn't love this. This is how droughts happen.
Okay, but I do love it.
I don't
like.
I'm worried about.
I mean, yeah, no.
It's
the like logical
like
part of me is like global warming, but like the sunshine part of me is like, oh my God, there's no snow. I love this.
I hate cold. I hate being cold.
Exactly.
But I'm worried about our environment.
Severely worried. So it was like nice. I sort of got like a light sunburn. And then I like walked around and did like a little bit of like stocking stuffer shopping. I like went to Locavore, the brewery that I love, and sat outside on like the little beer garden patio and had a beer. And I started to read The Great Gatsby because I'm going to go to the ballet
when
in
can
the
I
spring.
Come?
It's in March. I'm so excited.
Well, you're saying March, like I'm going to be like, oh, never mind.
Or maybe it was like February. No. Sorry, I'm thinking of Phantom
of the
Opera.
Ballet.
It's January. It's the end of January.
I lost my GD mind when Keith brought me to like the ballet.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So I was like, let me brush up on this. Hella racist, like page 11. Immediately, I was like, that's problematic. But
yeah,
you know, it's the 30s. So anyways, it was like a good day. And I was like, wow, sunshine. Maybe that's what I need.
Oh, nice. Good for you. I'm glad you got a day to yourself.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like sometimes it's just kind of like, am I a houseplant? Do I just need some vitamin D?
I think so.
And some alone time.
Yeah. You know? I think that's good for the soul.
Some quiet.
It's very introvert of you.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I read 2 books.
What?
In less than a week.
Good for you. God, I wish I had time to just read books. I long for it.
I would do it at nighttime, like after like everything happened. Because I've just been in my thoughts a lot. And I, like,
I've been Tell me about it. The thoughts.
And when you're reading a book, I feel like
you get out of your head.
You're not in your head. You're in the story.
You're in the story.
And that's, you know, because people like watch TV and it's like, no, I'm still
different.
Still in my thoughts. So I read one called 20 Years Later, incredible. And then I read one called The Party. Both were so good.
What's it so like? Good. What were they kind of like, romance or like?
Mystery. Both mystery. And every page, it was like both of them I got into immediately.
Oh, I love when you get into
20 Years Later took a little bit longer, but it started with a murder. And then you're like, wait, who committed this?
Hold on.
The end of 20 Years Later made no fucking sense, though. Okay. And I hate when that happens, but it's still
But then it left
so
you thinking?
Good. It left me like, And then The Party, also the ending was just kind of like, oh, well, like,
It was like a letdown?
No, it wasn't a letdown. It was just
kind of... Or it was like a thinker.
It was a thinker. It kind of left off on a like, kind of note. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I did that in a week, 2 books.
Good for you.
I was really proud of myself.
I miss the days when I could just blaze through a book.
Well, it was like only at night. So it was like I had that. And I'm a really fast reader.
Yeah, I'm a fast reader too. But also then I just fall asleep now.
Yeah.
Give me like 10 minutes and I'm like.
But if it's that good of a story, it won't put you to sleep.
That's true. That's true. Then I'll stay up all night being like, let me read this, and then I'll regret it in the morning.
Yeah, I felt so good. And I have another book called Rock, Paper, Scissors. I've had it for like a year now, and I need to read it.
I feel like that sounds familiar.
I won it at a gingerbread making contest. I did not get first place.
Oh, okay.
I did not get second place.
Oh, okay.
I got 3rd place and nobody wanted the book. And I was just looking at this
book.
No
one wanted a book.
Yeah, and then nobody picked the candle either. So I got the candle and the book. And I was like, best night ever.
Hello.
And it was a like a fir tree. Like the Christmas tree smell. So it was so good.
Oh, I love that smell.
So I don't know. I'm reading that next, but I've been feeling so good about reading.
Oh my God, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. So I need to
continue. And like what? A perfect like season, you know, like this is like the time. I mean, it's not like super cold out, but it's still like, you know, the days are shorter, it's like dark early, so it's like what a good time to be like cozy, comfy, like curl up with a book.
Yeah, I edited because I usually edit on Wednesdays and then I like read the book after, so
nice.
It was like, get out of your mind.
I know.
it's
good to like get out of your head too,
cause I needed to. Things will be better. It's just not right now.
So we're such like complicated little
humans. Bags of water.
Yeah.
And meat and water. Mm-hmm. That's so gross sounding. I hate it that. Is. I said that.
One of my friends was gonna get, I love her. She's such a weirdo. Actually, I'm just gonna shout her out. Alexa, I love you. She was gonna get on her stomach. Alexa? I don't think so.
Wait, we didn't meet at the dog park?
Oh no, yeah. Yeah, you did.
Love Alexa. Yeah. She's great. So she's, sweet.
I love her.
She says she listens.
She does.
Hi, Alexa.
Hi, Alexa. So she was going to get, I don't know if she got it, but she was going to get on her belly tattooed meat sack. It was like, you're so weird. And I love you that. So much. Because she was just like, we're literally just like meat sacks. Like our body is just like our meat vessel.
You can be mean to each other sometimes.
Like
I don't know.
We're just vessels for our beautiful souls. And I was like, I love that.
Yeah,
you're braver.
She's
than
not
me.
Wrong. That is very brave.
Yeah,
I got a mountain. I was like, oh, on my arms.
Oh, I hope this doesn't make me anxious later.
I hope I can still get a job. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, if that was like the worry.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
So one of our listeners, Jessica.
And Jessica.
Me, Jessica. It's me, Jessica. She actually sent us a suggestion and I read it before you. Ha 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 ha. And I'm like, I'm going to do that story. It sounds insane.
Wait, was it in her email?
Yeah.
Sorry. I like don't read her email that much.
I do.
You do.
Thank God, though. Yeah.
Honestly, you're on top of it.
Yeah, but we would have missed out on a lot of opportunities if we
Thanks,
didn't.
Thanks, Jessica. Sending a suggestion.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I'll cover it. I feel bad when I take a while to cover suggestions, but this one, I don't know if we had it before, but I was like, what should I do? And I'm like, I have a suggestion.
I love that.
All right. So, Joshua Maddox, have you heard of this story?
I don't know.
It might sound slightly familiar to you, but Joshua Maddox, and if I say Josh at any point, I know I'm talking about him.
Like, obviously.
He was born March 9th, 1990. He was the youngest of four. He had two sisters and an older brother. He's our age, basically. Okay. He's like smack dab in the middle of you and me.
Yeah.
Closer to you. Younger. Anyways. So, he lived in Woodland Park. Woodland Park is, like, close to Rampart Range in Colorado.
Oh, in Colorado.
Yeah. And Woodland Park is, like, population of, like, 8,000.
I'm trying to, like, picture where this is. Near Rampart Range?
Yeah, it's an hour and a half away from Denver.
Oh, okay.
So, southwest.
Yeah.
It's a really picturesque community, really beautiful. I mean,
Rampart is like beautiful. Yeah. We used to camp there all the time.
Well, we went there and I think we were at like a campsite that people had done like acid or something.
Well,
did I tell you the story?
And Ruger got sick.
Yeah, there were glow sticks in the trees. So that's where Keith and I and Ruger got sick. He couldn't stand up.
Oh.
He could not stand up and it was scary. And he was like laying down. He was still like wobbling. Oh. Like we were in a car because Keith was driving. We immediately had to leave.
Yeah.
Like the next morning. We didn't know he was sick until the next morning, but he like wouldn't get up and Aww. We just thought he wasn't listening. And he's fine now, everyone. Yeah, Ruger's, yeah. He's fine. He's
but,
happy.
Like, that's so scary.
He's still a bad dog sometimes. But yeah, it was really scary. He just kept like couldn't stand and like I knew he had to pee. I was like, do you have to pee? And he like looked at me like, Aww. Yeah. So I had to hold him up while he peed. It was so sad. But yeah, Rampart Range, it's great. There's just a lot of sketchy stuff going on there. I feel like, I don't know, every campsite
I mean, in
I've
more
gone
recent
to,
years,
so trash.
Sure.
Yeah. Guys, leave no trace. It's yeah. not that hard.
It's
leave no
not
trace.
That hard.
Just bring a trash bag with you.
Or several.
Keith
honestly.
And I, yeah.
Several.
At least two. Keith and I had to clean it up before we even used it.
Yeah. It makes me mad when you go to a campsite and there's just like trash everywhere. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is like why we go camping is so that we can get away. We can enjoy nature. And if everyone's just leaving their garbage everywhere, then like,
what's the point?
You're ruining the experience for the next person.
Yeah. That's
and not only that, like experience for the next person, but you're ruining the nature. Like, you're ruining the homes of animals.
That's why we won't go to Rampart Range, just because every time we've gone there, there's like trash and stuff, and like we had to clean up. And then the thing with Ruger, it's like, why are you leaving drugs also? That's we don't like know what precious. He got into, no, just but it's precious. But
you
it was
paid
just
money
like,
for that.
What is wrong with you? Anyways, so it's around Rampart Range. If you want to know what that is, take a picture. We'll probably upload one either way. But Josh loved his family. He really, really looked up to his older brother, Zachary. Unfortunately, Zachary had died by suicide.
Oh.
Right before he graduated high school, and he was 2 years older than Joshua, and it hit the entire family really hard.
Oh, I'm sure.
But Joshua really struggled because it was just, you know, he was his older brother.
And being that young.
And he was 16.
Yeah.
That's a pivotal time when shit's weird.
Oh, God, that's so sad.
I was 16 when I got my back surgery, and that was like a really crazy time.
I mean, 16 in general is just a hard time, but to lose your sibling, like
go through something so awful.
Like, I can't imagine losing a sibling now, but like at 16, like
that would have like really messed with you.
Wrecked me.
Yeah. And his brother, and you're like, you're the oldest though, so it's like a different, but yeah, his older brother died by suicide, and it was really hard for him,
for sure.
Yeah. And like the entire family.
Yeah.
So one of his sisters said when he disappeared, they were just hoping that one day he would come back, maybe with a family and a wife, but they were just really holding out hope that he would come back.
And how sad for like their family too, where it's like, has this one brother died by suicide, but now like there's this other
and it was
brother.
2 years later.
Oh,
but they just thought maybe he needed time to himself. He was such an outdoors person that they're like, maybe he just needed
to be in nature and like figure things out, or
and it just like as time went on, they're like, I mean, he has to come back, it's Joshua, like we have a great relationship, it's weird that he disappeared in the first
place.
But they
like reported it, right?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
So one morning Joshua said he was going for a walk in early May 2008. At this point, he was 18, and as we know in Colorado, May can be kind of an iffy time of year.
Yeah.
It can be sometimes cold, sometimes it's hot. You don't know. It's going to be like now.
I mean, it's spring. Like,
yeah.
It could snow, or it could be beautiful.
So he was wearing like a thermal shirt. And,
sure.
Like,
you got to dress in layers.
Pants. Yeah, unfortunately. So at this point, he was 18. He just never came back,
and he's like graduating that year, right? Mm-hmm. That's like
he might have already graduated, but it's definitely around graduation. So there was no sightings of him, nothing at all. He just didn't come back, and at first it wasn't very strange because he liked to go for walks and maybe camp. But after like the next day when he didn't come home, that's when they called the police, like, oh, something's up. Because, like, they're, like...
Because he didn't take anything to go camping, so it's kind of, like...
No, he took everything to go for a walk.
Yeah, so now we're concerned.
Yeah, and I do want to mention his parents were divorced, but he lived with his dad and his two sisters.
Okay.
But, yeah, when he didn't come back, they were, like, that's really strange.
Yeah.
So the area he lived in had a ton of cabins and just preserved buildings. One of my sources said it was, like, a time capsule in that area. And
like a ghost town, kind of, or
there was just like cabins and like some of them were broken down. It just
like old summer homes or something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And like, as we've mentioned before, I think in your last story or maybe a story before that, we talked about that burned down building that's still there.
Mm, yeah.
So, I mean, Colorado keeps like the areas because people also buy land and sometimes they just don't replace their areas.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can do anything about it. It's land they own. But there was a guy who owned a property out there, and early in the 2000s, he was renting it out for people to stay at. But after a while, it just became hard to manage, so he kind of just abandoned it, sort of. He still owned it. He would still go check on it. He just didn't use it as a investment property.
And maybe didn't upkeep it. So, like, there could just be standing buildings there that he didn't, like,
and if you don't upkeep stuff
down
in the forest, like,
it'll take over.
Nature's
quick.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
In fact, it was just kind of sitting there rotting, and every so often, every few weeks, months, and sometimes even years, he would go and just see that it was still there and would walk in, and it's just, he always said there was this really bad smell that was happening.
Oh, no.
But he figured, as anyone would figure, hold on, he would figure that probably it was just like a dead animal. or animals.
Sure, had, as like, you would think. Used like, as a it's the forest. Or...
Yeah, exactly. I was wondering when you were going to light bulb come on. So
sorry.
Yeah, it just had a really bad smell to it. And yeah, he just assumed it was animals. So the owner, after a while, he was just like, you know what? I'm not using this property. I could turn this into single family homes for people that need it.
Yeah.
So they decided to knock the cabin down and build new property. And in August 2015, 7 years later, they had started to demo the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And they knocked down the chimney and they found a body. And they called the police. The body was in a fetal position, upside down, the head facing down towards the, like, the end of the, and, like, the hand was covering the face,
aww,
and it was just, like, in the position.
Yeah.
It was wearing a shirt, no pants.
No, I remember this boxers. Story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's I, like, can one. See his face. Like, I remember, like, the picture.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of mummified. And, you know, I don't think that's that strange in Colorado because it is so cold that the body can be mummified. It was mostly skeletal but kind of mummified at the same time. I'm like,
that, well, it's those so two are dry.
Contradictory.
And to be in a chimney like that, like, it's protected somewhat from the elements. Like.
Yeah, yeah. The cabin was only a quarter mile away from his home, and they were able to identify it was him due to dental records. Because after a while, it's just like all the features get contorted and everything.
Well, yeah.
So the strangest part is they didn't really know the cause of death because there were no drugs in his system. There were no, like, wounds. There was no gunshots, no stabbing, nothing. And it also is really hard to find if there's, like, something in the system, too, after so much time had elapsed.
That many years.
Yeah.
Well, but, and it's kind of like, one would kind of assume he, but why would you crawl down into a chimney?
I don't know. Crawl down, went up, who knows?
But why?
Anyways, I'll get to it. Yeah, I'm like, hold on.
I know.
But there was nothing to indicate that there was foul play. Yeah. Essentially, there was no trauma to the body. They assumed he died from falling down the chimney. That was the best they could come up with. Story over, right? Yep, it's over.
I mean,
no, it's not. I lied. I like a liar.
Lying liar.
So there's a very heavy grate that was in the chimney that would have been really hard to remove by one person, and the homeowner put the grate there so animals couldn't get in.
I'm sorry, the grate is it's
on metal
the
grate.
Bottom of the chimney or it's at the top.
So animals couldn't come in.
Okay, so like basically to prevent exactly why he's in there.
Yeah. So, okay. And it was put in there before
he got there.
He went missing. So.
Like, how heavy?
Like, just really heavy.
Well, but even regardless, he's face down. So, even if he went.
You're spiraling like I did.
If he moved it, then who's putting it back? He's not.
He's not. Yeah, things to think about.
But why is it? Okay, I'm going to let you go on.
Very heavy grate. Would have been hard to remove. Was put there so animals couldn't get in. And remember how I mentioned he was naked from the waist down with his shoes and his pants?
Right.
They were found inside the cabin neatly folded.
Oh, his shoes? I didn't realize the shoes were gone too.
Yep.
Because I was kind of thinking in my head, I was like, well, maybe like the pants had like a... You know, I was, like, thinking, like, CSI, like, the pants were, like, made of a cotton, and it, like, disintegrated, like, at a faster rate than his polyester shirt.
See, I didn't think that far. I was just like, maybe you took them off because you couldn't get through. And okay. He just, but no, they were folded inside the cabin neatly.
Why would his, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, don't worry.
And the shoes.
Yeah, it's.
Were on top of the pants?
I don't know if they were on top of the pants. I just know everything was neatly inside the cabin.
Okay, weird.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So,
why?
He was also facing down. His head was facing down.
Because, like, that's what we're thinking where it's like he fell into it, but why are the pants at the bottom folded?
Why are they in the cabin? Because if he didn't make it in the cabin.
Why? There's questions.
Yeah. And if you were going in, wouldn't you go feet first? If you were gonna like do that, you would like, if you were gonna sneak into a cabin, you would probably go feet first.
And what, why would you sneak into a cabin in a chimney?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you just like break a window?
I mean,
but I was thinking like maybe he like was like peering in and then like fell, but the crate thing negates that.
Yeah.
And the pants thing, why are the pants? What's the pants?
You're spiraling like I did. I'm telling you, it's weird as shit.
Okay.
Because you think of one theory, you're like, well, that.
But then, like.
So he made it into the cabin. His clothes were in there. But, like, why was he in the chimney at that point?
And then it's like, but who wants him dead?
Wouldn't he walk out the
door? Now I'm thinking of motive. Like, why? Who? Why?
Okay. So I personally, if I was going to sneak in, I would go feet first. But your theory of him falling in. Okay.
Yeah, if you're going to sneak in, if you were, like, trying to be, like, let me be sneaky about this, but I would also never, like, I'm claustrophobic, like, in that kind of, like, no, I'm not going down a fucking chimney.
Yeah.
But I would go feet first if I was going to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Head first? I'm going to crack my fucking head open.
Yeah, no thank you to that.
Yeah. No. Don't be dumb.
Not only that. But some kitchen furniture was pushed in front of the fireplace.
What?
As to block it off.
Why?
Something that was, like, ripped out of the wall. Like, a breakfast nook is, like, what they said. So it was put in front of the fireplace.
This to block him.
Probably. But, like...
They did it on... Someone did this to him. Is what I'm thinking.
It was ruled accidental.
They're lying.
This didn't make sense.
I don't believe them.
Okay. Why would you strip down?
Why
would you go Winnie Pooh style?
Here's the thing. You're breaking into a home.
Sure.
But you're already in the home.
You would think with the clothes there, right?
You're already in the home. And you're like, let me fold my jeans here and put them at the bottom of this chimney that I'm going to now go head first into.
Yep.
And
but
then,
also,
but I'm going to put like a fucking breakfast nook in front of it. And then I'm going to dive in here and somehow put a crate on top of me. No.
Yeah.
Someone did this to him.
Do you think someone dragged him in there and then left his body? People said no. But
did they dump
him? Some random guy on Reddit said the following.
Oh, I love a random Reddit guy.
Because some of the time it's like.
I love a sleuth.
Yeah. I went to high school with a skinny, dorky, hippie kid named Andy,
okay.
Who played guitar in a band. I was never good friends with him or anything, but a year or so after I graduated, one of my good friends, Josh, started hanging out with him and then went missing. Last I heard, Andy was telling another friend, yeah, me and Josh have been spending a lot of time together. We're planning a trip to New Mexico. Didn't really think anything of it until somebody showed me these articles. There was a guy in New Mexico who met an Andy at the bar. This guy was a caretaker to a disabled person, and Andy had said he didn't have a place to stay or something. And so the guy was like, you know what? You can just stay at our house. We've had a great discussion, and he's in New Mexico. We've had a great discussion. You can just come stay at the house. And just to be kind, he let Andy come over. He got into the shower, and when he came out of the shower, he went into the main room. And the disabled friend had been murdered. He found him on the floor murdered. And Andy was gone.
Okay, that was my first red flag. I was like, why is he taking care of a disabled person? Andy seems sketch.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like the guy was just a kind person that just liked to help people. Because you're not a caretaker normally because you're a bad person.
Well, no.
So he let Andy come stay over and Andy murdered the guy and left. So Andy was doing illegal things and had broken into homes, and he was linked to the murder of the disabled man. And he had bragged about killing a woman in Albuquerque and stuffing her body in a barrel. However, for this crime, the police had already found who did that and arrested them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to pursue it any further. They're like, we already found the person who did this. Yeah. He's been in and out of jail all over for everything.
Okay, but like. What's Andy and...
He was hanging out with Josh a lot.
I know, but like...
Who's to say they didn't break in and he killed him and stuffed his body like, in the attic?
You mean the chimney?
Attic, chimney, same thing.
But like...
In the chimney, yeah.
What's the falling out? is he just sick? Like, why did he kill that disabled person?
It's never randomly been figured out.
Why did he kill that woman?
But you got to remember,
he's just a sicko.
This chimney thing was so weird that they had to take everything they could get.
People into like small things.
They don't know, but that's the best they could come up with because none of this made any sense.
So I've heard this story, but I've never heard this Andy.
Yeah. Well, because 2015 is like when this all kind of came to light, but.
Ew, what?
Andy wasn't in jail when Josh was murdered or killed or died or whatever, like when he passed away. And the family was happy to get closure in the fact that like you're never like, oh, thank God.
He was found.
But he was found. But the only thing they could think of is... But it's
still a mystery of, like, what the fuck happened?
And it's like, oh, he got into... Oh, he, like, went down the chimney. Well, there's a grate there and his clothes are inside. So, no. It's like, oh, well, he was, like, climbing up the chimney. Who the fuck is stuffing their feet first and climbing backwards?
You don't climb backwards.
No, not unless you're the Grinch.
Why are your pants missing? Like, that to me...
is the weirdest part.
Does that not feel, like, sexual?
Potentially. But unfortunately...
But, like, who's on a roof just, like... You know, like, it's so weird because it's, like, who's, like, taking their pants off in the cabin, folding the pants, like, neatly, and then, like, going on the roof pantsless and then, like, coming... Like...
But why would there be a thing in front of it? It's not like he could push the thing in front of the...
So maybe it was like the pants came off in the cabin in some sort of situation. Something happened. Killed there. But who's dragging a dead body up on top of a roof and then shoving it down a chimney? Yeah,
the position... I'm saying,
you know, like
none of the theories make sense. No theories add up to what happened. So who knows if Andy was involved? It was just people saying, and he was like, he murdered someone in New Mexico. So he wanted to go to New Mexico. And so maybe it's like a red herring, sure. But none of this makes sense.
None of it makes sense.
If you guys have any theories, I want to hear what other people's theories are.
I need to know the theories because like,
yeah,
I just, what?
Yeah. I'm serious. Send your theories to mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Or just like comment. Like, so we're going to post pictures of everything. And if you just like want to just comment your quick theory or what.
Even message us. We don't care if you don't, like,
don't
want to be out there.
Yeah, if you don't want to like post it, like whatever.
Send it to
just
us.
We would love to hear it because like it's such a puzzling.
No theories make sense.
Nothing makes sense.
No, it's crazy.
It's
I'm
weird.
Glad Jess told me about this because I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I had heard about this, but I don't know. I didn't know the whole other aspect of like the friend and the New Mexico and him killing other people. So let us know what your thoughts are. Our Instagram is Mysterious Mavens Pod. And just if you want to comment, you can comment. If you don't want to comment, DM us or just
email us. Yeah.
And also if you have a suggestion, email us as well.
Because we do suggestions.
We will do a suggestion. Yeah. This was a good one. Thank
Please
you.
Please rate us. And subscribe, like us, you know, be our friends.
Yeah.
If you have self-care tips too, please send that to us.
And we love a self-care tip. We're just trying to survive. Just like,
I mean,
just
yeah,
like the rest of us.
Trying to get through it. These meat sacks.
Just being a meat sack in this world.
All right.
All right. Until next time. Self-care yourself.
And Merry Christmas, everyone.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That was wild.
That's fucked up.
What the fuck?
Don't know what happened.